الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وقال تعالى الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنفق ينفق الله. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this life is an amana and a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of it belongs to us. But ultimately everything returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an ayat of the Qur'an that we normally associate with somebody passing away. And it's correct. When somebody passes away, we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The meaning of this is that we came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this should actually be applied to every moment of our life. We lose something small. We lose £5 here and there. Or somebody fell down and hurt their leg. Somebody injured their head. Somebody lost a bit of earning at work. Or you lost a job. You became unemployed. Or you became ill. Every time something afflicts you, then we should read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un, because this is a reminder that ultimately everything came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything is going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just at the time when somebody passes away. That's why one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was previously married, and when her husband passed away, she read this dua Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un, Allahumma khlufli fi musibati. And after she read this dua, she thought, my husband has passed away, he was a very nice person, he really looked after me. But who will I get better than my husband? It's impossible for me to find somebody better than my husband, because he looked after me so well. And then a little while later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the message that I want to marry you. And then she realized the effect of dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of everything. But the message is that we need to keep in mind that everything that comes is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our limbs, they are an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The hands that we use today on our mobile phones and social media, the legs that we walk with on the street, the eyes that we look at, the mind that we think with, everything is going to be responsible on the day of Qiyamah. And today we can lie and get ourselves and wriggle our way out of ways. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to seal our mouth. It's actually going to be our hand that's going to speak. Our legs are going to speak. Our limbs are going to speak. So everything is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the greatest amanas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a human being with is wealth and the blessing of wealth and money. And it's very important that we look at where we earn this money from, and secondly, where we spend this money. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very scary hadith to keep in mind, and that is that the feet of Ibn Adam, the meaning of the hadith is the feet of Ibn Adam will not move on the day of Qiyamah until the human has answered 5 questions. We will not budge a millimeter, an inch from our space until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us 5 questions and we have given the answer to these 5 questions. And the hadith in itself is a topic in itself, but the point I want to pick out here is وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ. The human will be asked regarding his wealth, and there's 2 aspects to this question. Number one is, where did you earn this wealth? In what means did you earn this wealth? And secondly, where did you spend this wealth? And this is a question you and I need to answer today, before we are asked on the day of Qiyamah. Today we need to look deep within ourselves. The earning that we have, is it halal? Where are we getting this money from? Today, unfortunately, the Muslims have degraded themselves so much that any time you ask that what fraud is going on, a benefit fraud, a job seeker's fraud, fraud of cars, bounce back loans, the first name that will come is the Muslim community. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that even the penny that you earn, look where you have earned it from. Is it a halal income? Am I trying to beat around the bush and quickly get in some income so that I can spend that on my own pleasures? You might get away with it in this world, and we might get away with it in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask, the £5 that you picked up on the street, or the job you had, was it a halal job? The interest-based business that you had, was it halal, was it haram? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. And we have to always understand, there's a rebound effect of earning wealth. And if there's haram wealth, then we will see, unfortunately, the effect of this in our household, in our children. Many people, they complain, my child has gone astray, he doesn't listen to me, he's disobedient. Then we need to look ourselves. Where are we earning this wealth from? Is my wealth halal? The wealth that I'm earning and I'm providing for my family are eating haram, they are drinking haram, and they are wearing haram, they are living in a haram house. Then how is it possible that our children are going to become pious? And in the same way, we also see the effects of halal. You earn little amount, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in this. And you will see, you will have a contentment life, a life of pleasure, a life of peace and tranquility. So the first thing we need to do is look where we are earning our wealth from. And secondly, where we are spending our wealth. It's not that we can spend wherever we want. This is an amana. We are not living in a godless society that you earn at the end of the week, you go splash it out wherever you want, and then you wait for your next wage. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us regarding this. You got a wage at the end of the month, where did you spend this wealth? And there are many aspects and many areas in our deen where we can spend our wealth and we will get rewarded for this. We will actually get rewarded for spending. And the first thing we need to do understand is that every morning when most of us wake up and we go to the office, or we get into our car for our taxi drive, or whatever field we're working in, we sit on our laptops, wherever we're going, whichever earning that you're trying to attain, this is actually a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're fulfilling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. We've created the day as a source of earning a living. So when you go in the morning, don't think it's a burden. Oh, I have to go to work today. I have to get up. It's raining. I have to go to the train station. I have to, you know, get in my car and drive people around. I have to get in my lorry and do deliveries. I have to sit on the laptop and talk to colleagues who are across the country. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earning a living, earning a halal living, you will actually get a virtue through this. So every morning make this intention. I've got to work anyway, 9 to 5 every day, Monday to Friday. It's got to be done. But if you make it with a good intention, that I'm earning a living for my family. Through this, I'm going to feed my family. I'm going to give clothes to my family. When my family gets ill, I'm going to give them medicine. I'm going to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the places where we can spend our money is in the masajid. This masjid we come to today, mashallah, we see brilliant carpet in this masjid. Go to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, you'll see most of the masajid in the country, they have straw mats. They don't have carpet. The wuzu khanas, they're not, you know, sometimes we go into the masjid and people comment on the wuzu khanas. They've got underfloor heating. This is all for us. In the winter, we have harsh winters here. We can use the underfloor heating. The carpet is comfortable. When you do a sajda on the carpet, you feel like extending your sajda. We come in here, it's a hot season. We see that the AC is on. Our children come to these masajid to learn and learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they can have a stronghold for the rest of their lives in terms of the deen. So spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend in the masajid, spend in the community, and spend on the poor, spend on the orphans, spend on the widows. There's people across the world who are widows in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in various areas of the world. They are our mothers, they are our sisters, they are our children. It's no good just to have a top on that says boycott this, or remember Palestine, or remember the Nakba. That's one way of spreading and creating information. But the main thing is that where is our wealth going? Is my money going in the right place? Can I support that young child in Palestine by giving him some bread, by giving him some shelter? Can I support my mother in Palestine? Can I support my sisters in Afghanistan who have been affected by the floods and the earthquakes there? And also in our community, so many people nowadays living in 21st century Britain, they are using food banks. They don't have food at home. Sometimes we're enjoying a barbecue in the garden. The smell is going next door, yet the people next door, they don't have the luxury of having a barbecue. Some people across our road, they live in flats. They don't have the luxury of a garden. Have you ever thought, let me go send some food to that brother? Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the smell, whenever you make something, some food, increase in the curry, in the salan, and give it next door. Put water in it, because the smell of your curry, of your salan, will actually cause harm to the next door person. Everybody wants to eat nice food. So think about the poor people in a community. Think about your neighbors, and think about where our wealth is being spent. And also, one of the aspects and one of the areas that we can spend our wealth is our immediate family. When a person spends on his wife, on his children, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually give the reward of sadaqah. When you go home and you take some takeaway food, or you take a cake for your family, or you spend on your parents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually give you reward for this. Don't think it's a burden. Everybody wants to be financially independent. If I were to say to you now, what's your dream job? You will say, the dream idea for me will be that I have a business and somebody else runs it. I get to travel and jet around the world and I can remotely access my workers and I'm just having a stream of money coming in. This is the dream for everybody, but this is not the reality. The reality is there's a very, very small percentage of people who are like that. The majority of us, and again, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majority of us have to do a normal job. And do it with the intention that I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The literal words of the hadith are that a person who goes and gives a morsel of food and puts a morsel of food, a niwala, takes a roti, takes some chawal, whatever, puts it in the mouth of his wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward of sadaqah to this person. Imagine that. And it'll create a reward. But don't do a blunder. After this Jummah bayan, don't go home and make a blunder like the person who went home after listening to the bayan and mashallah his dal chawal was ready and his pulao was ready, his biryani was ready. He came home with his nice clothes, he sat down on the dasturkhan and he ate it and he said, oh mashallah, he said to his wife, the food is so nice, delicious, you make such lovely food. And in response she started crying. And he was amazed. He said, Maulana just gave a bayan. So I wanted to implement it. I went home and praised her. And Allah will give the reward of sadaqah. And she's crying. She said, 20 years I've been cooking for you. Today the neighbors send food and you're praising my food. So don't make a blunder like that. But make it a habit to praise the women at home. And make it a habit to feed them, literally too, and spending on them. And spending on the parents. Especially the parents. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum is in the Quran. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. Ya Rasulullah, tell us, where shall we spend our wealth? The first instant that Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned was, فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. First of all, spend on your parents. Today our parents are here. And two things I just want for a takeaway for all of us now. In terms to take away from this. Every month when you get to your wage, brothers and sisters, make it a habit. From that wage, a small percentage. It might be £10, it might be £20. Allah has given you, make it £50. Make it £100. Whatever capacity. Put it aside and go and give it to your parents. Your parents might be financially independent. They might have a decent pension coming in. They might not need your money. But remember, tomorrow, a day will come. You will want to spend on your parents and they will not be around to spend on. You will go to the shops in the mango season, in the watermelon season, in the fruit season. You will pick up the box of mangoes and you will say, I wish my mother was alive today, that I take this box of mangoes and feed it to her. You will take that watermelon, you will see the redness of the watermelon. And you will say, I wish my father was here today. My father used to love watermelon, but today is not around. And you will go to the end of the world for that moment that I wish I could take some food, something my father liked, my mother liked, my auntie, my uncle liked, my grandparents liked. I wish I could go and feed it to them. Ask the people whose parents are not alive today. The ones whose parents are alive, do this from today. Every month you get your wage at the end of the month, at the end of the week, put £20, £30, £50, whatever Allah has given you, and go and give it to your parents and say, Walisab, spend this on whatever you want. He will say, no, I don't want it. I don't need it. But give it to them. Say, spend it on whatever you want. The ones of you youngsters who are living at home, you're earning a wage now, don't just sit at home and not contribute. Give your parents, if it's 3-4 siblings, say to them, parents, okay, the council tax, I'll take care of it. The water bill, the so-and-so sibling will take care of it. The electricity bill, I'll pay for it. Dad, your car insurance, I'll do it for you. The MOT, I'll pay for. Don't sit at home. We don't remember the times when our parents spent on us. We don't remember the times they fed us, they clothed us, they took us out. We won't remember them times. But give to your parents. And secondly, every single one of us should have a tin or a box at home, where every morning one of the first things that we do is we put some sadaqah in that box. And you will see the benefit of this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from so many calamities. Your job will become easy. If you've got challenging colleagues at work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tone them down. Any issues you've got going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them. Allah will save you from every calamity. There should be a box at home, and encourage your children to spend to. Put it in them from now, from a young age. When they're 3 years old, they're 5 years old, give them that 50 pence in the morning and say, beta, put this 50 pence in this box. And they will ask you, what's this money for? They say, this is for the poor people. This is for the people who have less. Sometimes some people have a masjid box. Encourage their children. Say to them, the masjid is our hub. It's the place where we go to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a community center for us. So we need to contribute to this. Who's going to pay the bills in the masjid if you and I are not going to pay? People from across the world are coming in Ramadan. Ask Yusuf Bhai. This year he is telling me that in Ramadan he had to give 2 people for the collection. For Zohar Asr in the morning, in the daytime, somebody else did a collection. In Maghrib and Isha, there was another person. We are blessed that people from across the world are coming to our masjid, our communities, to collect money for their expenses. The first thing that we should be doing is spending on ourselves and our masjid, our communities. So spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Allah says in the Quran, whatever you will spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate you for this. You will see that the return will come in this world. That's why he says, مَن جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. You spend one in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you 10 in return. So the aim of this and the purpose of this talk was to bring within us a zeal of spending. Spending on ourselves, spending on our families, spending on the orphans, the widows, the children, people in need. And we will see the benefit of this will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard us from these calamities. You know, so many people in Gaza now, they were actually really well-to-do areas. The areas that have been bombarded. If you look back at the Syrian war, you will see the people who are now refugees living in camps, they were actually doctors, they were engineers. They had better lives than us. They had better jobs than us. They had better income than us. But look how the tables have turned. And don't be complacent that this can't happen to us. No, no, no. We've got our masajid. Everything's going well. You know, we're living as we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn the tables up, you know, overnight. Look at the people of Burma. The people of Burma, there were some people there, when Maulana was saying that he met a person when he went in Jamaat to Burma. He said, during my life, before the changes, there was never a day where we made breakfast at home. There used to be cash lying in the cupboards, and we used to say to our servants, take the cash, go to the market, and buy breakfast and come back. Overnight, the Burmese government, they changed the currency. And the currency they were using was like paper. You can check it in the bin, you can't buy anything with it, it's got no value. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the tables. And don't think that can't happen here. Inshallah, it will never happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, safeguard us from all these calamities because we're not ready for this. But the purpose I'm trying to say is spend, and the more we will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will remember the people in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and protect our future generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to spend in His path, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use this wealth in the correct ways. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have a halal income. The brothers are requesting, inshallah, just to stand up and make this wufuf so that we can utilize the space, inshallah.